Master Duplicate, 90-60, Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview of Mrs. Bessie Liu by Beverly Chan on January 10th, 1980. Interview 38B or Bessie Liu Tape 1.
Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. January 10, 1980, an interview with Bessie Liu at her residence in West Hollywood. Now, Bessie, could you tell me when you were born?
Gladly. I was born December the 30th, 1902.
Uh-huh. In the
in Hanford, California.
Oh.
I am a native of California.
Oh, Hanford.
Hanford, California, which is halfway between here and San Francisco. Near Fresno.
I see. Your father and your mother were...
My father came from China when he was a boy of 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was born in San Francisco, so I am the second generation.
Oh, I see. Your father did not go back to China.
No, no.
Oh.
And he built the building in Hanford, California now, which stands. He built it in 1886.
Uh-huh.
And now the Imperial Dynasty, a very well-known restaurant, took
uh-huh.
over our home, the place that I was born.
Oh, and that the building he built was your home?
Yes, was
where
I was
previously born.
Yes, the store was on the first floor,
uh-huh.
and then we lived on top of this two-story building.
Right. Ah, yes, yes.
You see, our home was on the second floor.
Did he ever...
Number 10, China Alley.
Ah, yeah. And then it later became China Avenue. Is that right?
China Alley. At the original, it was named after my father.
Uh-huh.
Number 10, Soo Chung Ki Street.
Uh-huh.
And then later got on, as the town grew, then some, I don't know what. So then it changed it to China Alley, because then there were many other Chinese stores and herbalists there.
Did he say why he chose Hanford?
I really don't know, in the olden days we never talked about what happened, I don't know, I'm going to meet with my sister this coming Saturday. We're having a sort of family reunion. My nephew, no, this is in Fresno, and they're coming down,
mm-hmm.
and we're having this golden anniversary party for my nephew,
uh-huh.
and so I will ask her.
Okay.
I don't know that she knows. I don't know, in the olden days, children are to be seen and not heard.
That's true. What about your mother?
My mother was born in San Francisco.
And how did she come to meet your father? Was it an arranged
marriage?
I
am sure it's arranged. Even my sister's wedding. Marriage was arranged, because we're a very old-fashioned family.
Uh-huh.
My sister was married in 1915, and even in those days, we never asked mother or dad about how they came over, anything,
Mm-hmm. When did you come to Los Angeles?
I came down here to go to school in 1920. I went to UCLA.
Uh-huh. For 4 years?
Not exactly. My mother took ill. The last in 1922 or 23, I don't quite remember. And she was very ill, and then we took her to San Francisco, where I had to be up at San Francisco with her,
mm-hmm.
and she she died up there. And therefore, I stayed there. And I tried to enter UC in Berkeley, but then they had a quarter system, and UCLA had a third system. It didn't jive.
Oh, uh-huh.
So then it didn't, I couldn't go there. The semester. So then I went to the San Francisco Teachers College and graduated there.
Where you were in?
And then I taught in Commodore Stockton School for over a year when I got married.
Mm-hmm. when you were in UCLA, what did you major?
I majored in education.
And at that time, were there many Chinese in UCLA?
Not too many. I think there were only about two or three of us. Chinese girls. There were some more boys and there were some Japanese.
Out of how many altogether? How, what was the student population at that time?
I think there were only four or five girls, that's all. And one girl, Laura Lee, was one of my very good friends. And then I had friends, students over USC, you know. So at that time, as far as I can remember, there were only about three Chinese girls there.
Total Caucasian, everybody combined.
That I don't know. I don't remember.
There must have been more than, say, 1,000 or 2,000.
Oh, of course. The year that I came here was when they made it from a normal school, college, to co-education. And then they had Balding there to be the first a football coach.
Oh, and from a normal school? It used to be a...
It used to be a normal school. By that, it means it's a teacher's college.
Yeah. Oh.
And they change it to a co-ed.
Cool. So it used to be all girls?
Yeah, before I came. When I came, it was already a college, a university, part of, you know, UC.
Yeah, part of the... Mm-hmm. What sort of things did the Chinese people do at the Chinese students?
Well, it was very inactive at UCLA at that time, but USC had a great number of Chinese students. As a matter of fact,
American-born or foreign from China?
China, as long as we're Chinese.
Uh-huh.
As long, I'm talking about just strictly the Chinese people. Some came from Hong Kong or China,
uh-huh.
and we American-born,
uh-huh.
you know. So we got together, and there's a USC formed a Chinese student body.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were about 25 or more
mm-hmm.
of us together with Laura and I were the only ones from UCLA
mm-hmm.
that joined up with this when there's any social function. And when there's social functions, why then we always got together. Because there were only two of us at UCLA.
What about the, besides the social activities, were there any political activities at all?
No, none whatsoever.
Did you read about or did you pay any attention to what
was going on? I'm sure there was, but we never entered, and at that time, I don't believe the Chinese were too interested in anything political. I don't think there was too much in those days.
And what about in China? Because at that time it was just right after the Nationalist Revolution of 1919. It was 10 years after the 1911. I was thinking of
Boxer Rebellion.
Another movement of the May 4th. But the people who came from China, did you find that they were very different from the people who were born and educated here?
Well, I got along with them very well, and they all respect me.
You spoke Chinese?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke Cantonese. And my girlfriend, Laura Lee, she cannot seem to integrate with the people that were born in China, but I got along with them beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a matter of fact, I have some very dear friends who came from there. We've been friends ever since. As a matter of fact, the first president was Albert Kwan, and I think he's been interviewed. He was our student body president.
Okay.
So I had known him that long.
The name of that organization?
It was called the Chinese Student Body, I think. Chinese Student something.
Of
of Southern California. Oh. I think of Southern California, because there were just the UCLA and USC. We two are the only Chinese that came over to all their functions. We had dances and dinner dances and many parties at Mamie Leung's home. Their parents had a big home on 1619 Pico. And I think she's been interviewed because she was the first Chinese newspaper woman. And there was a Florence Meng, M-E-N-G, who was at UCLA, USC. Laura and I were from UCLA, and Florence Meng, who later married Qi Meng of the China Institute in New York, and since then they have divorced. She's living in Honolulu now because I got a Christmas card from her. Mm-hmm. See, we were called the Four Horsemen because Laura Lee and I were from UCLA, and Florence Meng and Mamie Leung, you know, are from USC. Well, there were many other girls. I could mention a lot of other students that I knew and got along, but we four were always together, and I guess in those days we were quite, you know.
popular.
Yeah, we were quite popular, you know, and so we were called the Four Horsemen.
Uh-huh. And when did you come back again to Los Angeles?
After I got married, and I lost my job because in those days you can't be married and still teach, you know. So I lost my job.
It was a law. It was a written law that says you couldn't.
Oh yes. Oh, that's why that we're called. All teachers in those days were called schoolmarm. None of them were married. If you were married, it had to be secret.
Oh.
You see.
Yeah.
So. I graduated from San Francisco Teachers College in 1928. You see, I was... Did I say 1920? No, that's 1920 was when I... Let me get it straight now. When I graduated from Hanford Union High School, I'm getting my dates mixed. So 4 years of college, I mean a high school from 1920 to 1924. Then I came here in 1924. I gave you the wrong date.
I see. So 1924
To 1928. Yeah, 1924 to 1926 or 7 I went to UCLA. I got the dates mixed.
Okay.
And then from 1927 and 28 I was in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Then I got married about 1928, 29, and I got married on 29, so that was the end of my teaching career.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. And when you came back again in 1930?
Then I came back in 1930, I think, because I was married to my husband, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then my husband was brought down here to be manager of the Han Company.
30 or 36?
No, 36 is when I worked in Good Earth.
Uh-huh. So you came down here again.
I was married 1929. We came down here, I think, at the end of 1929 or 30.
Okay.
Could that be it? No, it couldn't. Oh, dear, I was married when I was teaching, so it could be 1928. I came down here 29. Oh dear, I just don't get the state.
Approximately 29 to 30.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then you
came from Teachers College 1928. Then I taught at the end of the fall semester of 1928. Then I got married 1929.
Yes.
You see. Uh-huh. That's right. And then I gave birth to my children, my twins, in 1931. Now I'm saying this in chronological. I'm trying to review.
Okay.
It's been so long ago.
So you came to LA in 30 or 29?
29. After we were married.
Right. And your twins were born here?
Here.
Uh-huh. And after and how did you start getting into the movie business?
Well, 1936 they were making Good Earth, you know, but my husband, When we came down here, you know, that was immediately after the crash of the stock market, you know. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the depression period? So therefore, he was working in the store, and at the same time, they were making this picture, General Died at Dawn. And he went in there as an extra, but I forgot the name of the director. I don't know whether it's Reverend Leroy or who. The director picked him up because, singled him out because he's nice and tall, mm-hmm. to do a bit, speaking line.
Mm-hmm.
And that started him.
So he became involved in before you did?
Oh, yes, yes. I was not involved until 1936 when they made Good Earth.
Mm-hmm. And he, after he took this bit role, did he do any more film work?
Oh, yes, whenever there's an opportunity for him to go, oh, yes. Yeah, oh, he did film work all throughout his life.
But his profession was managerial.
Well, at that time, oh, no, now since then, he was manager of the Han Company for about a couple of years, you know, mm-hmm. and until the company, you know, until the Han had to go away. And then that is his life. That was his livelihood mm-hmm. as an actor. So all these years he was an actor, and even up to now.
Oh, so he became an actor.
He became an actor.
Oh, I see. And how did you get? Did you was Good Earth your first?
That was my first
assignment.
Oh, no! Prior to that, I worked in Mr. Moto's picture, a couple, you know, doing a bit and all that.
Who's Mr. Moto?
Oh, that is a series, just like Charlie Chan.
On TV?
On TV. Not TV, we didn't have TV in those days.
Oh.
Motion pictures.
Uh-huh.
I did a couple before I went to, I was doing a little extra work, you know, in between. I mean, whenever there's extra work, I was working as an extra, you know what extra means?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It means that,
yeah.
You know, doing atmosphere. And then when Good Earth came, they interview a lot of Chinese people.
You chose four, right? And
yes,
you were one of the four.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that got you started. And then you became both an agent and a casting director.
Right.
At in those days, from about 36 until World War II, what sort of people did you mostly associate with? Chinese?
Chinese. I have a
blacks.
I have no blacks. We were not in contact with any blacks at that time. I associated with mostly Chinese because I was involved in many civic affairs and the Chinese, you know, Chinese women's club and the China Society. And anytime anything, they always call on me. So I always participated anything that had to do with
when
the
China. When did you join the, which was it, the Chinese?
China Society.
Well, China Society.
Yeah.
Okay. So 1947 was the year you joined the China
Society.
Society.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
what about
became
the
president of China Society in...
No, this is the women's...
Oh. Let's see. Then I became president of the China Society...
Twice, right?
Yeah, twice. In... from 1960 to 63. Then they got me back as a president again from January 1969 to 71.
What was the function?
The function is to promote friendship, you know, between the Americans and Chinese. These are the bylaws, to provide Chinese and Americans with opportunities for mutual sharing of the beautiful and useful creation of their respective civilization, including those of the realm of art, literature, philosophy, science, and religion.
What
and this was formed a long time ago by the Dr. Yixin Kang. He was the Vice Consul General at that time, but then he became the Consul General of the Chinese Consulate.
And what about the Chinese Women's Club, Los Angeles.
Oh, as to...
You were one of the founders?
Well, I was... No, Mrs. Albert Kwan was the founder, but I was one of the charter members,
mm-hmm.
you know.
When did you become a charter member?
At the beginning, from the very beginning. I mean, I was one of the original group that got together to form this China, Los Angeles Chinese Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean? It was organized in 1944.
So that's how when you become involved in 1944?
Yes. It was organized in 1944, and I was involved in it from the very beginning, at the very initial meeting.
Mm-hmm. What other organizations did you join?
Oh, then of course I...
Associated with your profession, perhaps?
No, at that time we were not too... the Americans have not known the Chinese people too well socially yet, but our Chinese Women's Club was federated with the Federation of Women's Club,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I got involved in a lot of things. I was on one of the board members for the Los Angeles District
mm-hmm.
Federation of Women's Club, and I was also one of the board members of the Los Angeles County Federation of Women's Club.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Home for the Aged is the founder is Ida Mayer Cummings, and this is a Jewish group of people, but she was very fond of me and got me to help her in getting programs. And many years later, then I was given a membership to the Ida Mayer Cummings, Home for the Aged.
Did you associate closely with Jewish, because there seemed to be a lot of Jewish people in the entertainment business?
Yes, much later. You see, in those days, when I first started in working on pictures, we were not... Pardon me. We were not, we didn't participate. I think at that time the prejudices were still a little, you know, we were not, what would you say now? Right now you can go anywhere and you never felt that, you know, we are one of them. But in those days the prejudice was still there, or maybe we ourselves felt it.
Could you send me specific cases where you were either excluded or made to feel uncomfortable?
No, here I didn't, but at home in Hanford we did when I was a young girl, because when we went to, every Saturday we went to a matinee, and we always had to sit on the side and never sat in the middle, in the center section of the theater.
What happened to you if you sat in the center?
I don't know. Chinese people are very, very obedient.
Yes.
You know, we don't like to make trouble.
Who told you to sit on the side then?
That was the way they told us, all the Chicanos and, you know, all of us were always on the side. Now, this is dating way back, you know, when I went to school, you know, in the 1910 or even prior to that.
Uh-huh. But not in Los Angeles. Were you ever excluded from any restaurants?
No, never in Los
Angeles.
Never in Los Angeles. The only thing was, when we bought the home over at Los Feliz there on near John Marshall High School,
mm-hmm.
When we bought our home there, then I was told they'd had a meeting around the neighborhood, but the doctor who knew us thought, you know, say, oh, they are really, the Chinese people are very, very, they're fine people. And then, after we moved in, they accepted us, you know, so well. We were invited to their place and everything. And I think all this stems from ignorance, not knowing each other,
mm-hmm.
you know.
When did you
I
buy your home?
Oh dear, let's see now. Oh, I don't really remember now.
Roughly.
Let's see, when
before
was the
War II?
Armistice, yeah. Oh, before World War II. 1945, maybe 1940.
Uh-huh.
I think around there.
Did you ever
the armistice, no, not the, I mean Second War. Yeah. When was the,
oh, my history of that period is not quite.
No, because you were hardly born then.
Did you try to buy another home before that time, or was that the first home you ever
No, we bought a first. That was our second home. Oh, yeah, our first home was on 20th Street, and that neighborhood had a lot of Chinese, East 20th,
mm-hmm.
near San Pedro.
Uh-huh.
And we had no trouble there.
When did you buy
Because in 19, I would say, in about 1930, oh, I really, my dates are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
In the 30s, I think. And we had no trouble because there were a lot of Chinese people. That was a Chinese neighborhood and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So we had no trouble until we came up to the Los Feliz district. Mm-hmm. And, they had a meeting, but they didn't do anything to us, you know. And then after they had the meeting and accepted us, and our neighbors came and knocked at our door and called on us and welcomed us.
Oh.
So
did you buy the home through a broker, or was it sold through a...
No, broker.
Oh, I see. And the broker, how did they get to know that you were going, a Chinese family was going to buy the house?
Oh, they know, because we were there to look at the house inside, outside, and they see us around. You can't hide it.
I see. And there were no unpleasant incidents?
No, not at all. But we were told that they had a meeting when we moved in. But after the meeting, then they decided, well, we're nice people, and they called on us. Once when they knock at your door and come to visit you, then you're accepted. According to the American etiquette, I suppose.
What about acceptance in your film world? Did you say you were not...
We Chinese people, as I said, partially it's our fault, you know. Like in those days, I was very progressive or whatever. Even in any social function, where there are American and Chinese. Do you ever see a Chinese walk across the hallway to go and speak to a Caucasian? No. The Caucasian always had to come over to speak to us. That's why I said a lot of times it's our fault too, you know, because we don't put our best foot forward or go over there to meet them and say, oh, hello, how are you? I am so-and-so, you know. In those days, we didn't. But I did, though. I guess I was one of the very aggressive when it comes socially. You know? I mean, I feel that there should be, you know, meetings when you're together in a social affair. You know, why shouldn't we?
And before you got involved with the entertainment industry in 1936, what kinds of professions were your... friends involved in?
Oh, what kind of profession?
Yeah,
friends?
In other words, did you have mostly Chinese friends, first of all?
Yes.
All the way through?
All the way through.
And
mostly Chinese. And not until I got involved in the in cup work. Then I had a lot of American friends that I even now keep in contact.
Okay. And after you got involved with the entertainment industry, did you have more of your friends in that field?
No, I never went out too much in my business way. Although I am involved, I belong to the Screen Smart Set, which is a Screen Smart Set, S-E-T, which is a wonderful book of all the stars
Is this social?
It's, no. We have great big functions, fashion shows and everything. It's to help with the motion picture relief fund. We have a country home there, up in Calabasas, for any of the actors and actresses who are sick we have a home to take care of them. This is a charitable organization.
So you joined the Spring Smart Fest of approximately 1972?
Yeah, this is what, 79?
This is 80.
Say about 80, about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
That would be, 74 or whatever.
So prior to World War II, the organizations you joined were the
Federation of Women's Club, both in the district and the county.
Uh-huh.
The district means that comprised of five counties: San Diego, Inyo, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and one more. The the Federation, two different groups.
And you were the Chinese part.
I was on the board, one of the board members. Home there, up in Calabasas.